Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
First, I'll tell you a little about myself. I live in a very big house in an area called Pacific Heights in San Francisco. I have two older brothers who I argue with a lot. My parents are wealthy. My brothers and I all went to good schools. My brothers are now at law school. They both want to be lawyers and earn lots of money, just like my dad. But I want to be a photographer. I'm at college, studying photography, of course. It was all very easy at home. I got whatever I wanted. If I wanted a new computer, I got one. If I wanted new clothes, my dad bought them. My parents gave me everything. Well, not exactly everything. There was one thing they didn't give me, my independence. I thought I had talent until a year ago. I'm a teenager, and all teenagers think they have some sort of talent. Some are very talented, of course, but I'm not, or I wasn't. I had the talent that money can buy. Okay, so I can swim quite well, and I can play the piano a bit, and I can speak Spanish to the waiters when we go on holiday to Mexico or Argentina. But I realize now that this isn't real talent. I didn't work hard to get it. My dad signed checks. And hey, presto, I have private swimming lessons on Mondays, piano lessons on Wednesdays, and Spanish with Miss Maria Gonzalez on Fridays. I was going to college on Friday, the last day of term. My bag was over my shoulder. It was very windy. I remember that well. There was a young man outside the college entrance. "Hi, Tom," I said. Tom was often standing outside the college. He asked people for money. Sometimes I gave him a couple of dollars, but mostly I didn't. Tom looked tired, but he smiled a little and said, "Hi, Nina," as I walked past. My classroom was on the third floor of the college. As I walked up the stairs, I thought about Tom. His life was very different from mine. He was homeless. I wondered what Tom's life was like. What was it like to have no money for food or clothes and nowhere to sleep? Nowhere really that was home. Five of my classmates were in the room when I arrived. I felt something was different as soon as I walked through the door. My friends all looked at me, but no one smiled and no one spoke. As I sat down next to Felix, I heard a voice from the front of the room. "I'm Mr. Crick," said the man behind the desk. He closed his book, put it on the desk, and stood up. "Today and for next term, I'm your new teacher." I looked at my friends, then I looked back at the man. He was about 40 years old. He was very tall and he looked very fit. I wondered where our usual teacher, Mr. Sims, was. But something stopped me from asking. Where's Mr. Sims? Asked Felix.
He's gone away, said Mr. Crick.
I wanted to ask where, but Mr. Crick continued. He'll be back at the end of next term. Until then, you've got me.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
First, I'll tell you a little about myself. I live in a very big house in an area called Pacific Heights in San Francisco. I have two older brothers who I argue with a lot. My parents are wealthy. My brothers and I all went to good schools. My brothers are now at law school. They both want to be lawyers and earn lots of money, just like my dad. But I want to be a photographer. I'm at college, studying photography, of course. It was all very easy at home. I got whatever I wanted. If I wanted a new computer, I got one. If I wanted new clothes, my dad bought them. My parents gave me everything. Well, not exactly everything. There was one thing they didn't give me, my independence. I thought I had talent until a year ago. I'm a teenager, and all teenagers think they have some sort of talent. Some are very talented, of course, but I'm not, or I wasn't. I had the talent that money can buy. Okay, so I can swim quite well, and I can play the piano a bit, and I can speak Spanish to the waiters when we go on holiday to Mexico or Argentina. But I realize now that this isn't real talent. I didn't work hard to get it. My dad signed checks, and hey, presto, I have private swimming lessons on Mondays, piano lessons on Wednesdays, and Spanish with Miss Maria Gonzalez on Fridays. I was going to college on Friday, the last day of term. My bag was over my shoulder. It was very windy. I remember that well. There was a young man outside the college entrance. Hi, Tom, I said. Tom was often standing outside the college. He asked people for money. Sometimes I gave him a couple of dollars, but mostly I didn't. Tom looked tired, but he smiled a little and said, Hi, Nina, as I walked past. My classroom was on the third floor of the college. As I walked up the stairs, I thought about Tom. His life was very different from mine. He was homeless. I wondered what Tom's life was like. What was it like to have no money for food or clothes and nowhere to sleep? Nowhere really that was home. Five of my classmates were in the room when I arrived. I felt something was different as soon as I walked through the door. My friends all looked at me, but no one smiled and no one spoke. As I sat down next to Felix, I heard a voice from the front of the room. I'm Mr. Crick, said the man behind the desk. He closed his book, put it on the desk, and stood up. Today and for next term, I'm your new teacher. I looked at my friends, then I looked back at the man. He was about 40 years old. He was very tall, and he looked very fit. I wondered where our usual teacher, Mr. Sims, was, but something stopped me from asking. Where's Mr. Sims? Asked Felix.
He's gone away, said Mr. Crick.
I wanted to ask where, but Mr. Crick continued. He'll be back at the end of next term. Until then, you've got me.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.